Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Alcohol flush reaction.
Yes, this is yes, in the right place. You're in the right place
to be.
Unlikely to flush.
Oh, we've known that.
No, we're talking about the face.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Things become urgent at 5:30 p.m. 5:30.
Yeah, I totally agree with
and
that.
And you know what? That's his process.
That's how you run a startup. 24 hours a day. You can't just run it from
9 to
5.
What happened to the 9 hours before 5:30, though?
There you go. Hold on. You get that.
Hey, that's enough. Do you know you are well-regarded by the man at the parking deck?
Thank you. I missed him.
I pulled in today, and he said, I saw your little Spanish friend today.
He was like, I don't understand your vacations, how they work.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy that special gift from Target.com, Walmart.com, or Macy's.com, make sure you click the shopping banner on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And happy holidays from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We want to get an update on the sick house in Washington, D.C. We've got some big news about our studio location.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And a fellow tenant. A fellow tenant that we don't really dwell on, but I would, I'd ask the guys if it's convenient to have this tenant and, you know, whether or not it's going to really affect their lives at all. Certainly from a content standpoint, periodically we use this particular business for our own purposes, but not a lot.
No. It's inconsequential except for the fact that for the guys here that work on the show and some of the staff at Podcast Village, there is a routine and people hate breaking their routines.
That's true. Right. And Oscar, you're probably as slave to the routine as anybody.
Yeah, and for me, and the huge announcement it won't directly affect the studio, but the Starbucks downstairs is moving in March. And that announcement floored some people, and then it also showed people an opportunity for some options.
Am I getting the most out of those
you
this
are,
week, Rob?
And well
Am
used.
I really?
Well used, and yes.
And you know what the sound is that we'll play when a new business comes in?
What's that? See, Oscar and I have already selected the kind of business that we want to replace the Starbucks.
No, which is, I have already selected.
You
I'm
have?
Doing
what,
this.
What do
You're
you
not
want?
Taking this thunder from me.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
This is the very first opportunity for the Mike O'Mara Show retail outlet. Was that your idea?
No, I was thinking.
We were thinking of like a pop-up Fridays.
Yeah, like an airport-sized TGI Fridays.
See, you guys are thinking in terms of shtick and fun, and I'm thinking in terms of
merchandise.
A viable merchandise location.
If you saw the size of the lease, Mike, you would think again.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Really? How much they charge in
it's
a month?
Thousands.
For that,
and thousands of dollars for a street-level Wisconsin storefront.
And they are really not wasting time. There is probably four huge signs hanging on our building that say, retail space available!
Now, this is no indication of Starbucks in general or the location. It's simply a nationwide directive from the new CEO to say, we have so many of these stores, whoopsies, we're cannibalizing ourselves.
Nice. You're being nice, but I have a story here that you're probably not even aware of. Starbucks is going bankrupt.
What?
What?
Oh, no.
Damn, son.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now.
There is that because America hates coffee?
This is.
Can I ask you a question about that location?
Yes.
When I've been in there, and Lord knows far less than you two have been in there.
Yeah.
When I have been into the Starbucks on Wisconsin Avenue, underneath our studios, I have always gotten the distinct impression that that building, that space therein, was really kind of jerry-rigged for the Starbucks because it really doesn't look right. It never looks right.
I'll say this. It's called people, product, and process.
This is the third consecutive day that you've brought this up. Three P's,
it's been an issue.
Yes.
So we're getting
there. But only for 10 years.
And the process downstairs is built for that size of Starbucks. It is. And I should know because I did a case study.
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
Let him speak.
Use your brain cells.
JP Morgan things this week.
Mike,
no.
Just let the fire burn out.
Mike, that's tonight. I haven't even gone yet.
Good.
Imagine
good.
Tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be great. And it's hosted by the lady from The Gong Show, Mike, J.P. Morgan.
Jesus. Is it? It just looks
it's
to
a
me, it's not like...
It's a viable location, but it is... That plan for that coffee shop was made for Starbucks by Starbucks.
Yeah, I don't
they
think
laid
that
it out.
Every Starbucks
yeah,
is a little different.
They didn't lay it out in 1920 when this... When was this building we're in?
1934.
With your exposed,
no, it's older than this. So, it's in the teens.
No, I know. I've met the person... When we built this out, we met the firm that...
Then you lied to me.
1934.
Okay, 1934, Mike.
1934, the building was built?
Yes.
A year before Elvis was born.
But so the building space down there was not Starbucks.
Yeah, the majority of the infrastructure on the Eastern Seaboard was not Starbucks, and they make them work.
Okay. Why is he arguing with me? He's tiring me out.
Because your
my
logic
point,
is
I'm
not
trying,
sound.
But
you're saying,
but it's, it wasn't. Well, let me make it more simple
okay,
for you,
okay?
I walk in there and it's like all I've got are retaining walls and posts and curling around a stupid little
but
area.
You have
it's
to admit,
crappy,
unless,
it's a crappy space for anything.
Unless you're at like an airport or a grocery store Starbucks, all Starbucks are all about making you follow their line.
Yeah.
And that is pretty much...
See, I'm not a big Starbucks
That's a pretty
expert.
Standard Starbucks layout down there. I
is
don't
it really?
Like it. Yeah. It's a little small
you
for a
Starbucks.
You have to
go up and around.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. See, there it is. Ding. Thank you. It's a little small for
you don't
a
think,
Starbucks,
you don't think
right?
that was a ta-da moment?
No, I don't think that. You just want to hear it. It just seems
that's
like
a
I'm always...
damn good.
I love it.
I'm always claustrophobic, or at least I was yeah. when I went in there. I wouldn't be now at 31 pounds lighter.
Oh, hey! Damn! Snap!
Sick burn.
That's
see
a genius.
The old man, look at this. You're going to see more of this now.
Is that a tan line on your neck?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, of course.
Well, he needs to lay on the sun but hyperextend his neck.
That screams wealth.
Doesn't it?
It does not
on your neck,
scream wealth. It screams where I live, for Christ's sake.
Screams comfortable.
Screams skin cancer.
Yeah. Oscar and I have our big meeting this week. I'll tell him how I want to be more comfortable. A lot more comfortable.
We should get into the coffee business then.
Yeah. So you're saying it's a prohibitive space as far. Are they going to have trouble leasing it then?
Now, this is the fun part about what's happening downstairs is we're probably going to get another coffee shop.
Yeah.
And if it's not Pete's or an independent that are just big here locally, like you have your local breweries, you have your local coffee shops.
Yes. It's going to be a step up, do you think?
I think it'll be a step up because, as I said on my text this morning, they all know and the building now knows that they're leaving. So I imagine that their A++ employees have already been moved to the new shops in the area.
Tell them
Starbucks.
Your quote.
I said, it's like they got the B squad working. The place is a mess.
Falling apart.
What you're saying is listening to him, he's in full business speak, is he not?
He is. I'm
trying to figure out. So what you're saying is the people that work in this building, when they're going out to their different locations, are lobbying these locations to take over the Starbucks space. Is that the point you're trying to make?
This is the point I'm trying to make is this, is that there's so much competition for this coffee space.
Yes.
In the city. Do you have Pete's down in Florida by chance? Pete's Coffee?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We have Pete's Wound Care. That's really good. There's so you want
to
know
a franchise?
People, they have a lot of shop. Yeah. They have a lot of doctor's offices that say Wound Care.
Wound Care.
So that's in nasty. DC, as of three years ago, a new coffee like a coffee place like Starbucks called Pete's.
Well, Pete's is actually a West Coast based.
Well, a national brand.
Right. It's good stuff.
So this would be it would make sense for one of them or
Pete Johnson's.
Or
hi.
That's an inside joke from many years ago.
Would you like some coffee, you filthy whore?
Do we still have those somewhere hiding around?
I vaguely remember these.
Well, because really, we're talking about such an inside joke that we had an engineer at WNEW.
You guys
New York
made him say bad things.
Yes,
we made him say bad things. Yeah. We had him go into the recording studio and record horrible things.
And he was a guy that was really nice, and he talked like this.
So every time I hear Pete,
see you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Thank you, Rob. Grateful. That's wonderful. That's Pete Johnson.
It is.
So Pete Johnson can move in downstairs, or you could possibly have an independent,
yes,
like these local breweries, like a local coffee shop move in downstairs.
Sure.
Either way, we win, because what's currently happening...
Well, and do you suppose when they, I know when they come to Starbucks, they say, welcome to Starbucks.
Oh,
when
no.
you go into Pete's, do they say,
go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
That's my favorite.
That was a good bit. Man.
My next step is to go down, because we know some of the employees down there. We see them enough.
Yes.
All right.
To say, hey, what's the status? Because I have not been privy or broached any of this information to them. They know already.
Right.
But, well, the retail sign, giant sign out front would indicate to them that it's time to move on.
So,
right?
Or they just transfer them within the stores. There are
smell my hog, dimwit. Smell my hog, dimwit.
There we go. Pete Johnson's coffee.
I hope that happens.
Pete Johnson's
That'll
coffee.
That'll be fun. Know this.
I'm out, by the way. We're done with Pete.
That Mike.
That's grateful.
Mike, there. I would be remiss if I did not think along your lines right away and say, what could we open down there?
Yeah.
What could we possibly open down there, right? And then I realized that I would have to run that as well. And I said, there's enough on my plate. There's enough on my plate.
What if you said that?
And the risk would be huge.
What if you had like someone like an underling, but it was a business like the Adrian Garcia vape shop?
No, if there's a vape shop opens downstairs, I will be furious.
Oh my God, the ventilation in this building, we'd all be high.
Well, you talk about who would run it. Bring him in.
Yeah,
bring in the closest thing to retail.
Bring your snack.
Mike, I found one more Pete Johnson tape.
Here's the. This is for.
Oh no!
13 days. 13 days for Christmas shopping. 13 days.
Go get headphones. Don't just stare at us like a maniac.
Only got 13 more. Only got 13.
Hi there. Christmas will be here before you know it. Only 13 shopping days left.
Only 13. Times a
13.
So when Adrian came in,
please,
yes,
Rob, be very descriptive of what happened.
Okay, Adrian was called in. He saw that there were no headphones at the guest mic because I, as a rule, did not expect him to be a part of today's show because he's been banned. He saw there was no headphones, and he began to jump up and down.
And motion his hands like he needs headphones, like he hasn't been here for 5 years and doesn't know the right
Diego,
outside the door.
Diego, how are you?
I am doing great, Mike. Good morning. How are you?
Wow. It's been a long time. It's great to hear. What was that? What's the matter with the...
Listen to his cadence.
Yeah, he sounds like he's
a robot. He's I am doing great, Mike. How are you?
Do you know that you are well regarded by the man at the parking deck?
Thank you. I missed him.
I pulled in today, and he said, I saw your little Spanish friend today.
He was like, I don't understand your vacations, how they work.
He's like, you've been gone for 7 months,
little, right?
Can you show Mike your snack of choice today?
What is
it? Today is
Lucky Charms. He's got Lucky Charms there for those of you watching at home.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, that's wonderful.
You've really assimilated, Diego.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, Diego.
Yes.
So, we've got a retail opportunity for you. The Starbucks is leaving, and we're going. That space is going to be available.
I just found out. I'm excited.
I have an idea. I would like to. I would like to open a store down there, and I'd like you to run it.
Well, you know, I need some investors first.
No, I want to call it Mike O'Mara's Mercantile and Dry Goods.
Oh!
What would we sell, Mike?
Albums, guns.
Soda. Mm.
Soda pop.
You've already
pictures
gone
awry. Of Oscar.
Gone awry.
Pictures of Oscar
no
Santana.
No guns, D.C.
Yeah, Mike, no guns. Come
yeah,
on.
I'm not
no
allowed guns. To sell guns.
Can't even own a gun
how about
in D.C. legally.
How about toy guns?
Toy guns would be fun.
Like cap guns?
Toy guns.
Can we still
guns.
Get cap guns with the red strips of caps? I like those.
That would be fine. If you're
sparklers year round.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
That'll be great. Yeah. So you think it's going to be a coffee shop? Do you really think it's going to be a coffee shop?
It would be, the way it's built out, it has to be some sort of bakery or coffee shop.
Teak shop.
Bakery. Hey, you know what? We could use a bakery about once a month. Once a year, I mean. 1 month a year.
What?
We could use a bakery one month a year.
What was that? Did you get
just stroke out?
Did you get so excited that your mouth got ahead of your brain?
I was actually thinking ahead that if we owned it, then we could make that where we make our fruitcakes.
You don't have enough space. Don't you need more space for that?
No, that would be almost ideal. And
really?
And think we could do it like in between commercial breaks.
He's messing with you right now. Like, there's no way. There's no way.
I think I would
go,
like
Bob.
To see. Yeah, play the Pete Johnson for yourself, Rob.
What about Jimmy's too?
Now, too small. It's not room for a bar down there.
Yeah,
right?
But
go,
you
put a bar in
on
there?
My knob. Ass munch.
Could you really put
you
a bar in there?
You could put a bar down there.
Yeah, well, you need a liquor license, right? They still do that in the city.
Oh, yeah. What do those cost, you think, in the city?
A lot of money.
You have to know 54 Greek families.
And there's probably...
They're all named George.
It's probably...
Yeah. No, they're all named Costas. Yes.
I think it may be in the millions for just the license.
I know this,
no.
is that
no?
when my family grew up in Carteret, New Jersey, there were 5 liquor licenses. And owning a business, owning a restaurant, owning the that was nothing. The value was owning the liquor license because there was only 5 in the city.
Yeah, it's a complete racket.
Yeah.
What about O'Mara's too?
No. Not big enough.
It's not
even big enough for a small bar.
Bar.
You're jammed in there. I like a little elbow. You know what I like about Jimmy's and Jimmy? Thank you. Listen to the Charlie laugh.
Two.
O'Mara, two.
That's the
O'Mara's two. It should be fun. So, Adrian, you're tasked with whatever the business is,
yes.
whatever we determine, you're going to run it for us. You're going to need to... get yourself together. Cut that hair. Let me see that hair. Let me see that hair again, please.
Yeah, you are really due for one.
He looks like Menudo. I like that.
All right. Yeah, I don't mind that hair.
And you know what? He could manage the place and go out in front of it and spin a sign.
I brought the Hampton Inn to number 2 on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, it smells like number 2.
What do you mean you did that?
I did that by myself.
You mean your Hampton Inn in your location is number 2
number
in the
2,
area?
A Hampton Inn, by the way. Number 2.
Which is which has less value? TripAdvisor or Yelp?
Hey.
I mean, seriously.
Which one? TripAdvisor or Yelp?
When did TripAdvisor stop being, I mean, really, early
That's
on.
Full
right?
of commercials.
TripAdvisor.
That's all
TripAdvisor stopped being a source for real reviews.
Bunch of plants.
It became like a Travelocity.
Allegedly.
Like a travel site is what it is.
But isn't it's really what is used often by hookers. And that's how they find this hotel.
That's not true.
How is the Hampton Inn where you are? How is that going?
People always say it's a really, really big hotel because we have 170 rooms. And most of the Hampton Inns only have like around 50 or 60. So we're a really, really big hotel.
Is it difficult to answer the question that I asked? I'm just kind of curious.
I tried to pad,
Mike. I asked you a direct question.
Oh,
how are things going? And suddenly you went into this like MIDI... You're a broadcaster. That's what I say all the time. Mm. You're a broadcaster.
That's why we're having you run a retail outlet.
Yeah.
How are things going?
How's inventory? Huh?
Really good. I got employee of the month. Things are going great. I've been overworked.
Wait, haven't you had that before? You've gotten that before, haven't you?
I get it all the time, Mike. I'm the best.
Well, remember when you said on Facebook to the public, to your employers, to the Hilton family, to everyone,
yeah.
and said, I love the last hour of work. It's like cramming for a test at school. I do all my work in the last hour of work.
I have a rule. I don't befriend my employees, or not my employees, my managers on Facebook.
Why would you ever tell the world that you don't do anything for the 7 of the 8-hour shift and you do everything in 1 hour?
Because I have to please my people, Oscar. My people want comedy gold and I want to give it to them on Facebook.
When did you get named Employee of the Month? What month were you Employee of the Month?
It was for October, so it was announced in November. So my reign has ended, unfortunately.
That's fantastic. And how many times have you garnered the Employee of the Month title?
At least once a year for the last 8 years. And I've gotten Employee of the Year twice.
I'm going to give that's good. I like
Thank
that.
You.
Come on, boys.
No.
Come on, Rob.
No.
Come on. Why don't you want to applaud him?
I was Employee of the Month for Rob's Fruitcake Bonanza.
He helped you with the fruitcakes, right?
Listen, he's a wonderful, wonderful associate as far as fruitcaking goes.
Colleague, please.
You'll never, ever find someone who worked harder and more efficiently.
Oh, by the way, Oscar, is this it? Is today the last day for the chance for
the
people
numbers,
to get them? We got,
I would
what,
say
30
we have,
left or something
we have like
that?
30 left, if
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we have 30 fruitcakes left.
Yeah,
so if you're listening to my voice, it's probably too late right now.
Check the
but,
site.
You know,
figure
check it
out.
And see. And Rob, you must be very, very satisfied.
Are you
and
glowing?
I'd like to say, for December, ladies and gentlemen, and this might be the only time it ever happens, our Employee of the Month is Mr. Rob Spiro.
Hey!
And his fruitcake extravaganza.
Still early.
Employee.
Still
oh, yeah.
Early.
Yeah. Well, I'm giving it to him. Yeah, I'm not.
Well, maybe it can be a November Employee of the Month announced in December. I'll take November.
Okay.
Well, in that case, your reign is over. Start the damn show.
Damn it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding
entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We now return to "Twas the Night Before Christmas," as read by Norm MacDonald.
"Twas the Night Before Christmas." Wait, "twas"? What's "twas"? Is that short for "it was"? What kind of rush are you in, man? You can't just say "it was"? Oh, you saved a lot of time there, fella. Oh, don't come at me with that "it was" stuff. I got things to do. Gotta get down to the donut shop. You know, 2 days ago, I was at the donut shop, and I said, "Hey, donut guy, you got anything warm back there?" He says, "Try the fritters. They were." They were? What does that even mean? They were. You must mean "twer." The fritters twer warm. What's that? We're out of time. Oh, I'm fired.
The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. That had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. They have that guy, shankly, that guy, and I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know I'm done. But you'd think at that point the world would go, "Listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world." What do you think, you're Mars or something?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. For spreading the word.
This is so weird. The voice keeps changing, Mike.
And Michael Bublé. Hi, down the chimney tonight. From all over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by 23andMe. Hey, who's sending 23andMe kits to his sister and brother-in-law this Christmas? This guy.
Ooh, look at you.
Nice.
Now through December 25th, all 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. And I can find out if my brother-in-law was actually on the Mayflower. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up our DNA. It's easy to do. Just spit into the tube provided in your 23andMe kit. Register your sample to your personal 23andMe account. Carla's a day away from getting her results.
Can't wait.
It's really
I can't
exciting.
Wait.
And in a few weeks, you receive your personalized online reports, and you find out that your coworker, Oscar Santana, is part Japanese.
Yes. Like 50%.
That's right. And that's why, you know, every day now when he comes to the studio, we all go, "Turning Japanese." Oh, yes, I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. All of us did 23andMe. Our results are fascinating. Discover why you hate cilantro or whether or not you can recognize musical pitch. You can find all that stuff
out
with your DNA. Maybe you hate the sound of chewing. Maybe you get bit by mosquitoes or bitten by mosquitoes more than others. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe kit. Order yours at 23andme.com/TMOS. That's 23andme.com/TMOS. This Christmas, give the gift of your family's story. Again, that's 23andme.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Yes, Oscar?
So, we on the show have taken a deeper dive, Rob and I, on the 23andMe results.
Right.
And we discovered that Rob has muscle fiber and DNA that's commonly found in
elite athletes,
pro athletes.
Right.
And
right.
We said that he wasted it in radio and in theater.
Exactly.
We've confirmed that my muscle tone and DNA is not commonly found in elite athletes.
Right.
Really?
Now, of the big three here, I wonder if you actually took a deeper dive within your results and saw that that data point, because
could I find it easily?
Yes.
Not hard.
It's not hard at all. Because in my eyes, you've done too much physically in your life, even attempted it, that at your heaviest or your lightest,
right,
that you have to have this gene in you that says you can do it.
Right.
Right?
I would think so.
Or you've tried so long to do this that your body's just has been saying for years, don't do this. You're not built for this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're saying genetically.
Genetically, yes.
First of all, let me say, I think I know where you're going with this.
No. All right. It's so, not a mean thing.
You know, Pony did his deep dive and he found out that he was 56% predisposed to not coming to work.
Is he back at work today?
No, but he thinks tomorrow.
Maddie does 24 hours and Pony's like takes the week off.
Yeah. Pony's still at home with his hoodie up and the strings pulled tight. He looks like Goldie Hawn at the end of the Christmas Chronicles.
All right, hold on.
Barely see his face.
Yeah.
It's like, I own a cup.
We're going to save a lot of money on makeup.
Now, if Diego comes down with whatever was going around.
Right.
And then my wife and Rob Ford does.
My wife.
Maddie becomes patient zero.
No, he will always be patient zero because he's.
I was patient zero.
You think you're the one who got him sick?
Unless the.
Because you know what? You never fevered.
Oh, you're right. And my throat. All my throat did was feel like razor blades.
That's right, but sounded like diamonds.
And I had the HOV lane to the doctor that gave me the meds to clear it all up.
Right. So I think Pony
is
still patient zero.
I apologize, guys. My computer is running very slow.
Oh, no, don't worry about it, Mike. Just something we could look at maybe for the next time.
Yeah, but you start talking, and then I get curious about my, you know, you talk about your elite athlete.
I'm
curious.
I'm not an elite. I was.
Especially when you mentioned Rob.
It was painful to hear for me, and I did a little research on my own. It doesn't mean I'm not athletic. It's just...
When I saw that on my report, I checked the code. I checked the number. I said, there must be a missed keystroke in here.
But we remember-
Didn't you have athletes in your family, though?
Actually, yes. A couple of really good athletes.
Name names.
My dad's...
The bowler?
Well, Big Daddy was a pro bowler, but if you go to my dad's side of the family, his father is in the New Jersey Sports Hall of Fame as
Holy
a coach and a basketball player. Yeah.
Man.
And my Uncle Dave was a football, basketball player.
Yes.
And my, I think my Uncle Bruce played basketball as well.
Wow.
And my dad could have played varsity football, but he didn't want to leave the beach early for practice.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's some sports.
There's the apple not falling far from the tree there.
Hey, you can call me a jerk, but my dad is
great.
I'm
not calling. I'm referring to you. Apple falls far from tree is
yeah, but
son
you, but you're,
of
but,
father.
Yeah, but you're saying that, you know, my dad was a jerk because he didn't do the football
thing. I didn't
thing.
Say he was a jerk,
I'm much
but it
lazier
doesn't sound
than
like
my,
he was.
I'm much lazier than he ever was. How dare you?
Okay.
Now,
hey, I went to Marist College and I didn't row for
that's
Marist
true.
when I was recruited to row because yeah. it was 5:30 practice and I didn't want to freeze
Did
my ass off on
Bill
the
Bill O'Reilly give you a hard time about that?
All right, here we are. I'm in now. I'm at the time.
You didn't make practice.
Practice.
Right. Got to get up, O'Mara.
Practice. How dare you?
Genetic health. Your information. Ancestry. Genetic health risk. Wellness. DNA relatives. Would it be under the health risk?
Wellness.
Wellness. I would think.
Wellness. Okay. Wellness. I'm in wellness. I'm opening up wellness right now. All right. Hold on just a second. Wellness. Mm-hmm. All right. Alcohol flush reaction.
Yes. This is you're in the right place. You're
this
in the right
place to be.
Unlikely to flush.
Oh, we've known that.
No. We're talking about the face.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Unlikely to flush.
Caffeine consumption. Likely to consume less. That's
unlikely
absolutely
to,
true.
To leak the seat up.
Deep sleep, more likely to be a deep sleeper. I don't know about that one. Genetic weight, predisposed to weight above average.
Oh, it's not your fault.
Not your fault.
Not your fault.
hold on a second. Lactose intolerance, likely tolerant.
Yeah, you can drink milk all day.
Eggnog.
Muscle composition.
Yes, this is it. This is the big winner.
Can we have a timpani?
You have to place your bet right now, Rob. What do you think? Honestly,
I think
after what you've just heard, you actually have more information now than you did before.
I think he is predisposed to having the muscle mass of an elite athlete.
I don't think he does.
All right.
After hearing what I just heard, he does not.
All right.
Look at the man. He's been falling apart since he was 30.
Common in elite athletes.
Yes. Woo! No!
A definite ta-da moment.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
Mike.
Now, can
we
I do
must
a deep
go to
dive
the gym
on this?
Because
it's got a.
No,
it's
no,
got
no.
A,
let's go.
It's got an arrow that there's more.
Oh.
There's more here.
Oh, after I said I saw uncommon, I was like, womp womp.
Yeah, you lost.
Moving
interest.
On.
Sure.
Moving yeah. on. I knew that.
Right. It's, I'm opening it up. I'm not sure what. Muscle composition. Sprinters and endurance athletes differ in the composition and the capabilities of their muscles. These differences may be influenced by both training decisions and genetic factors. Michael.
Hello.
Your genetic muscle composition is common in elite power athletes. Studies have found that almost all elite power athletes, including sprinters, throwers, and jumpers, have a specific genetic variant. You have the same genetic variant. What this means for you. For most people, lifestyle and training factors drive athletic performance. At the national and international levels of competition, the genetic variant in this report seems to make a difference in athletic success, but its role for non... I can't wait to find out, Carl, is already.
Oh,
because then
oh, yeah.
I'm thinking our kid's going to be guaranteed to have it. So, and then it goes into really, really deep stuff about muscles and genetics. And, that's cool. You, I am common result for elite power athletes. There we go.
Yeah. You
oh
might
my God.
Very, very thrilled. You and me both. It's a great feeling, isn't it?
If, mm-hmm. if little Michael could somehow, if God willed this, if he said he's going
to
take.
I want to be a pro golfer. I want him to be a pro golfer. I want him to be a pro golfer.
And it doesn't matter if he inherits your appetite. Because
right.
you have all these larger pro golfers out there.
Yeah, this is true.
Right?
This is true. And but nobody's also got Carla's genetic
yeah,
code.
Yeah, but,
so
but if you're...
He's not going to be sloppy
if,
like
no,
me.
But if your genetic code...
He loves
eight,
sugar, though. But if, all kids do, but he really does.
If your genetic code ate Carla's genetic code at,
right.
in the mix, like if it was right. dominant, he still wins. Because he's got that athletic side.
Yes. Now you're making me want to go back to more.
Or... Well, there also could be sad news with predisposed, you know, Alzheimer's and all that
well,
stuff.
Well, it might be predisposed
well,
to alcohol.
I am for late,
too.
late onset. I am predisposed yeah. for that. Late onset. But late onset is when we're, you know, we can't hear the dinner bell anyway, so. I'm
I think
really
Shan, well, actually, Shan sat there and said, I'm early onset. I said, don't worry, Peach. I'll take care of you then as well.
Late onset, Mike, for you is going to be like after 6 p.m.
right, isn't this
so,
fascinating?
It is so
age-related
cool,
macular degeneration variant detected not likely at increased risk.
So that's
that
good.
Means my mm-hmm. eyes are going to be okay.
Yeah.
What's celiac disease?
I'm so silly.
I think it's something serious.
No, I think celiac is gluten. Isn't it gluten allergy?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I'll look it up.
Thank you.
But there's late, and those are the only three right there. So that's it. Those are the biggies for me. Age-related variant.
Wait until Carla's comes in. That's
well,
going to be
wait.
Fascinating.
All right. Well, let me see. Muscle composition, elite genetic weight, predisposed to weight. So the two biggies that they've given me are the elite athletes and predisposed to weight gain a little bit. Saturated fat and weight likely to weigh more on a high saturated fat diet, and sleep movement likely average or less movement. There we are. So that's it.
Okay, so
I'm gonna do a deep dive into the alcohol flush reaction. Hold on, just
do these answers surprise
by the
you?
Way, call the 23andMe people and say you're welcome for their 15-minute commercial. Thank you very much.
Oh, celiac right. disease, an immune reaction to eating gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye.
Mm-hmm. So you should stay away from the breads.
So you're a gluten-free guy.
Late onset, though. I believe it said late onset.
Yes.
Well, I should go gluten-free?
There's no way you'd be a monster. You love carbs.
Yeah. All right. Let me see.
But you should, technically.
All right. I'm looking at the
beer,
the
too.
Thing. Says here,
oh
you
God.
Love to drink more, not less. That's what I think. All right. We have to take a break. Thank you. Thank you. That was fun. Thank
see?
You, boys. Thanks yeah. for doing the deep dive. That's good stuff. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun. And I want to discuss binging on television and why you have to be very careful when you do that with your spouse. Because sometimes she wants to go to sleep when you want to watch one
oh,
more
yeah.
episode. And then it just throws the whole thing out of whack. We'll be right back.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Shellhammer.
Mrs. Shellhammer wants to talk to you. I've made the martinis triple strength and she feels wonderful. Here, I bet.
Hello?
Hello?
No. Oh, dear.
Thank you, darling. Hello?
No, dear.
Darling, how silly of me. Hello?
Sounds
different. We'd love to know all of our holiday shopping through the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center at MichaelMeraShow.com. I think Target, Macy's, and Walmart are simply charming.
That's awesome.
I have
I
to thank
that.
Mike Pollock, a great listener.
Oh, man. That
sent
was
me
10.
A hot message 10 last night. 10. He said, can you send me this audio? I've got an idea. And okay. He never disappoints. Fun. Thank you, Mike.
That was fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MeUndies. Have you finished your holiday shopping yet? Of course not. No worries. You can get everything you need for you and your loved one at MeUndies. At MeUndies, they are seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. Every pair of MeUndies uses a micromodal fabric, which is 3 times softer than regular cotton. It's exactly what you want down there. Pure bliss. In my pants!
In his pants!
MeUndies released multiple fun prints each month. They release MeUndies. Let me start again.
Please.
MeUndies releases multiple fun prints each month in matching socks and bralettes. You can even get a matching pair with your partner. Sexy time.
Yeah.
Seriously, MeUndies makes a great stocking stuffer. You can jam the underwear right into the stocking.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of like underwear and underwear, if you really think about it, huh?
Oh. In my pants.
But why stop at undies? MeUndies has cozy lounge pants and onesies in that same super soft fabric, perfect for wearing Christmas morning. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchaser, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Order by 12/16. Would that be December 16th?
Yes.
Yes.
For free shipping in time for Christmas. Or if you're crunched for time, you can't go wrong with a MeUndies gift card. Imagine 15% off the most comfortable underwear you will ever put on. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shopping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. And we... Thank you.
Love the MeUndies brand.
I love the matching stuff. That's nice.
Well, I mean, it's so much more affordable, and it actually is better.
Oh, it's so soft.
What?
So soft.
I just reordered a bunch of MeUndies just for myself, mm-hmm. not through the show code, but not through the, they send the stuff
right.
all the time, right? I said I don't have enough of this. I'm just going to order a bunch so I'm set.
It'll spoil you because they're that much better.
You'll
want no other underwear than these.
Just happened
like
2 days ago.
Let's do a deep dive through MeUndies on my predisposition to athleticism.
Let's go to size.
No, I'm sorry. That's another
first.
Sponsor.
Size first.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. How is the Six Studio? Let's get in a serious. I said that at the very beginning. Then I never got into it. How is everybody doing? How is everybody feeling? Let's get the injury report right now. We got Maddie who came back to work today.
Yes.
Maddie, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better. I don't think I'm 100%, but a lot better. So,
what a trooper.
Good enough for government work.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Strong enough. Yeah.
That says an awful lot right there.
Yes.
That says an awful lot right there. And meanwhile, blow him over with a strong wind is back at his domicile. He's still not coming in?
No, but he thinks he'll be in tomorrow. He said he felt better this morning.
Look, who are we to judge people's immune system or how they live their lives? The man has stopped smoking.
Well, over here.
That's what we do on the show all the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Rob said something telling. While Pony is a wonderful part of this program and he isn't part of the fabric, he said he could just work from home on a regular basis, right? We're still getting this done.
Yeah.
And I said, that's the beauty of this business, is that you can still be accountable without a mopey face in the other room.
There was a positive energy.
Let's stop him right there. Hear that word he just said? That word was accountable.
Yes.
That's the key. That's the key. How long do you think, if he regularly worked from home, how long do you think it would be before we had that one day where
he just ghosted
us? 11, where 11 people were calling him, where everybody was texting. He is the support employees we have associated with this show. He, to me, would be the most difficult one to communicate. I never get to him. I never get a response from him. He does not respond to texts.
He's scared of you. I call him. He.
You know what? That's not fair to me. That's not fair to me. I truly, you know, you make it sound like if he calls me back, I go, and I've never
to be
done
fair.
Hold on. I want to finish this
point. Clear his name.
I have never, ever done that to him. I've done it on the air where I've melted down on the day of the big thing, the Japanese trip.
Yes.
But outside of that, I have never had anything other than, you know, relatively pleasant. You, if you compared the way I deal with him to the way his lifelong friend Oscar deals with him, I'd be coming out ahead on that.
No,
one.
You would absolutely. And you know what? I don't think it's that, because I know for a fact he's not scared of me. And I have a hard time getting through to him sometimes.
He's hard to communicate things. With.
I mean, there's okay. It's very often that I will send a text, wait 5 minutes, and then have to follow it up with my favorite, hello, right. question mark.
Okay, so see, that's where you guys go wrong. I text him. If he does not answer within a minute's time, I call him, and then I stalker call him and stalker call him. So in that same regard, he'll eventually pick up because I'm
what
not letting go.
What does he do? When he's home, does he put it somewhere where he doesn't have it with him?
I always think every time in the evenings, I know he's drinking. So if you're drinking heavily, then you might misplace your phone
by himself.
Rob's there by himself in the basement doing the same thing. So
yeah, but oftentimes, but I'm doing something to benefit the show.
You are, yes. So right. If it's after 8.
And I still drink like a college student. I'm fine during the week, but Katie barred the door on Friday or Saturday.
Is the oldest person in his development that still serves drinks out of a trash can.
That's it. Come on over.
Jungle juice.
Hi, neighbor. Come on over for some grain alcohol punch.
Maddie liked that.
The fight that is talking to my wonderful colleagues in the evenings attempting to sound sober. And them failing at every turn, and me not calling them out on it, and them getting off the phone and being like, oh, dodge that one. I know. Listen to me.
Right.
I know when you've been drinking for about 2 hours and you don't want to pick up the phone.
And you know what? I never leave the call thinking that I've dodged it. I just know he knows.
Well, would you say, Oscar, Rob, also is a tad nocturnal in his work schedule?
Things become urgent. At 5:30 p.m. 5:30.
I totally agree with
and
that.
And you know what? That's his process.
That's how you run a startup. 24 hours a day. You can't just run it from
9 to
5.
What happened to the 9 hours before 5:30, though?
There you go. Hold on. You get that.
Hey, that's enough.
If we ran it that way, we wouldn't be here right now.
Absolutely.
If we ran
I got one of them this week, the 8:30.
Yeah.
Let me explain my process.
Yeah, okay. But your 8:30 was just an update.
Well, I know, it frustrates me sometimes when I have already, we have two places that we consume our video. It's either in the living room or it's in the boudoir.
Okay.
Sure. If we decide we're going to really chill and go watch our Mrs. Maisel in the bedroom, then the phone will stay outside because that's where it's going to stay for the entire night, and that's what happens. So when I get something from you at 8:30, I'm very frustrated because I see it, and I wish I'd been able to respond in a timely manner, but I'm not able to. But, that happens. You are this week, I receive communications from you at 8:30, and then I think from a Sunday... Maybe Sunday late afternoon? Would that be late?
3 o'clock. It might not be late for you.
No, it's not. Okay,
I don't know.
That's not. Nice.
I don't know.
Is that nice? At least he's consistent. Is that nice?
This is the same. This is the same mood he brought at the front of the show, the middle of the show, and now.
The whole business is going to go.
Louis Black over there.
That's the way he committed. We've talked about that a million times.
And that's fine. I'm accustomed to it.
I want to talk about binge watching. If you binge watch, it's very important in my world because most of the time when we're hanging out, Carla is on her phone. I'm in my computer. We're doing what we do. I'm watching the Golf Channel. I'm watching sports. She's doing a thing.
You're playing compulsive.
She's talking to her mother. She's playing compulsive.
Right.
You know, we're separate. So when something comes down, like a television show that we both have demonstrated that we love, I like to share. But my consumption of video is far different than hers is.
Right.
I am a much more engaged person with someone with a television program I love. I want it, and I want it all,
yes.
And I want to get it as soon as I can. Carla, not so much. So flash forward to this past Monday or whenever it was, maybe Sunday, Mrs. Maisel's been released by
Amazon
Prime. Season number 2. And I said, hey, there's that show we like. And she's like, yeah. I said, you love this show. And she's not going to come out and say to me, hey, moron, I don't like TV as much as you do. And
but I do feel this is a relatively recent phenomenon. I think the first show that I became aware of that people really laser focused and watched was 24. Before that, most TV was written in such a way that it could be a background thing and you could still get away with it.
But that's not fair to compare 24 to what is now this world of on demand.
Because
but
I do believe I agree. Breaking Bad would be. The original streaming show that people went and they found it on another source like I did because
forgive me because I was talking more about the style of television but now the presentation yes. You're right.
Well, can I interrupt here for a second please. Because Breaking Bad was I think FX was that the network the regular television
AMC,
network
wasn't
it was
it?
On was it AMC?
AMC
I'm sorry AMC was Breaking Bad for people that watched it but the real popularity of Breaking Bad became a streaming show.
Yes.
And I consumed it like demand. A million people.
Mike, I don't want to one up anybody, but if I'm not mistaken, it was a series with Kevin Spacey. That's the one that broke completely. House of Cards.
House of Cards complete, was also huge.
Because that was the first one that dropped.
That's the pure one. Here
are all the episodes.
I'm going to give you a ding for that because that's absolutely right. That's the one.
It wasn't a ta-da, though.
It was not. That was a pretty good point.
Makes you feel better already.
So House of Cards was the one where that was the only way you
could watch all
it,
of them,
and you could literally binge the whole thing. But binging became the thing.
Yes.
Now a show, shows have followed. So Mrs. Maisel is a show that I'm all about. So I made a big mistake the other night. Might have been Sunday night. We lie down and it's like Sunday. The little guy's gone to sleep. Sunday or Monday night, and we're gonna watch Mrs. Maisel. Sunday night, I think.
Uh-huh.
And so we watched the first episode, and Carla says, "I am exhausted." I said, "No, come on, not one. We can do at least one
it's
more.
Sitting right
come
there.
On,
it's right in front of you.
You should see what it looks like out here."
You should see what it looks like from out here.
I said, but there's nothing I can do. And then I made the big mistake where I said, "Will you mind if I knock out a couple?" And she said, "Yeah, go ahead." And let me tell you, if you want to share the experience,
over.
And so last night comes the time where I have watched episodes 1, 2, and 3. Mrs. O'Mara has watched episode 1. And then we get to this whether I'm trying to gauge her level of interest. I said, "All right, do you want to knock Maisel? Out Mrs. Maisel?" And she said, "Or you could just tell me what happened on the 2." I said, "Well, there's a lot going on in 2 and 3. She said, "Well, if you want." And we go back and forth.
Would you be averse to rewatching 2 and 3?
Well, hold on. You're skipping ahead.
All right.
So I said to her, we go back and forth where, well, I mean, I could just tell you. She said, "Why don't we just watch 4? I'll be fine. You just catch me up." And she said, and then it goes back and forth like 6 different times. But then I feel like I won't be up to speed. I said, "Well, it's not the kind of show where you're really going to lose all that much. I'm lobbying because I want to dive into 4.
Sure, you want that.
And then she says, "Now, all right, we'll watch 4. And I get 4 up. I bring 4 up on the TV.
And, just, and I know 4. You know, 4 is when there's a change of scenery.
I don't know what 4 is. Don't tell me about 4 because I never got to 4.
Uh-oh.
So right at the moment, I have 4 queued up, selfishly saying, "Okay, she didn't see 2 or 3, but I'll be able to watch 4.
Sure.
No problem at all. It's going to be fine." And then she says, "You know, no, I really want to see episodes 2 and 3. I said, "All right, I'll watch them with you. I'll watch them again.
Oh,
they're
hey,
strong.
Husband.
I'll watch them again."
And you didn't and make then, a so Napoleon Dynamite noise for that?
I queue up 2. At this point, I queue up 2, and she said, "Well, you know what? I feel bad that you're going to watch it." I said, "No, it's a good show. I'll watch it." "Oh, no, that's okay. Let's just watch 4. So I keep 4 up again.
God.
She goes back again. I said, "All I want is for you to make a decision and determine whether." So anyway, last night we watched 2 and 3. I fell asleep halfway before the end of 3, which I watched already.
Right.
So it's fine. And now we'll be queued up to watch 4. But I'm not. I fear with the 5-year-old and with,
life.
Queen needs her sleep. That I'm not going to be able to binge like 3 or 4 episodes, which I could do in a heartbeat. There's nothing more sad. It's like a longer movie that you love.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful.
When you get a 2-hour hunk, it's almost perfect.
How many did you knock out when you watched
it? I'm done with the first season and second season.
Really? So you knocked out how many in one sitting?
This may annoy you. This may annoy you because
no chance.
I am working on other work on the computer while I watch these shows. There is no immersed. There's not just sitting down and watching these.
I do that with most television.
Okay.
With a show like Mrs. Maisel, I dive
in pretty
well.
Saturday day, my wife had left for the day, unbeknownst to me, and taken our only vehicle. So I as
Santos?
No, our only vehicle.
Oh, the car.
Yeah, the car. Dog,
the car.
Are you watching Mrs. Maisel?
So I plan to watch it this weekend. I have not gotten into second. Right. I've watched the first season though, yeah.
When we've been running around so much, there's so much S to do around the house.
Sure.
So I just turn on the TV and I was like, someone's gotta do all of this. I put the volume on blast, and if there's something that really catches my eye, I'll run back into the living room while I'm...
Catches your ear.
My ear.
But Maisel's not a good show for that.
Oh, best. Yeah. This is the only time I know when she's measuring herself, I need to run into the room and check that out.
God.
Yeah, there's the hottie factor with her.
And she holds herself accountable.
I don't want to be sexist here, but I can't help myself.
Yeah.
She is one of the most unique... attractive people I've ever seen. She's like no person on TV I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
She's got something going on that's very,
very
special.
This type of woman looks great in the late 50s or mid 60s and would still look great in 2018.
Wow, what a sweeping statement, Mike. You know what he said? She's pretty.
It's very, in this day and age, is it not harder to have this discussion?
I believe it is.
You're talking about that she's beautiful.
There you go.
There.
Just
thank
in case.
Thank you very much.
And
that's it. All right.
That diary. That is.
Yep. Yep.
I was like, hey, Peach, you measure yourself that way? Like, what's going on? And mm-hmm. she's like, this isn't real. I said, I mean, really? Like, is it something that doesn't seem like a bad idea? It seems like she's...
Shocker that's what he's hung up on. The fact that she measures herself. You
as
like
he's
that,
running huh? around yeah, the house with yeah, the telephone yeah. television blasting.
You should have been a child of the 60s.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful 60s, you know? Moment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You moved you know to France. You have an affair. No one cares.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's busy at his house installing a button under his desk.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
We will take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner.
Hi.
Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight.
And measuring yourself.
So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411.
I didn't say you had to do it.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably so if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on more broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree.
Shannon in the morning.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hims. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by 35.
Yep.
And by, I didn't even know that. By the time you notice, it's too late. The solution, 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense, plus no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices, so I love that 4hims.com has made it easy to get what you need to keep your hair. No wasted time or money. It's the best. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. So act now.
When?
Now. Yeah. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. This Christmas music has just jogged my memory, and now I get it. I was going to talk about, I've talked about a few times how I'm frustrated with the Christmas stuff. I'm listening to what Rob's playing. It's kind of an obscure, deeper cut of Christmas music, and I'm realizing why I might be frustrated. Yesterday, Carla and the little guy, they're making Christmas cookies.
Yum.
And she
what
got
variety?
A little Christmas outfit. I can't pay attention.
Like sugar cookies,
if I
just
do,
plain sugar cookies?
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
sure.
Great. Does that open to a larger cookie?
I had one cookie all day, and that was one that I stole that she had frozen, and I stole it out of the freezer. And she said, "You're gonna be up. You're gonna be up tomorrow." I said, "Nope, I'm not," and I wasn't. I was down. Thank you.
Oh.
Anyway, so the music she plays. We have the streaming devices throughout the house.
Right.
We've got the, you could easily put on Christmas music without this local station she plays. But she plays the local Sunny Wash FM station
down
here.
Are they all Christmas now?
They're all Christmas. And guess who I have to listen to? I have to listen to John effing Tesh.
Boo.
Music for your life.
She's obsessed with Tesh.
And oh my God, not only is it the worst Christmas playlist of everything that's been burned to the ground as far as Christmas music, but in between he says, you know, this is a time of year where you might want to consider checking your armpits. You know, it's like, come on, just shut the F up, please. And he's ruining it for me. I mean, I don't mind having, now what did I do in the car on my Apple Music? I bought her some Michael Bublé, the entire Christmas album.
The new guy.
Yeah. All right. You know, and I found out, as I mentioned on the show, that he still has that speech thing where, you know, when you hear him sing Santa Baby, he doesn't say hurry down the chimney tonight. He says, hurry down the chimney. But the John Tesh is it's wearing me out. It's bad enough we get Christmas music from August through the 25th of
December. Let me guess, you get a lot of Holly Jolly Christmas, you get Jingle Bell Rock, get Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Always.
The same 10 Christmas songs all the time.
And also that one, ding, 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 ding.
The Carol of the Bells?
Yeah, something like that.
And I try to mix it up when we're playing mostly Christmas music now for the rest of the year on the show, and I try to mix it up.
Which I endorse wholeheartedly. It's wonderful.
You put it on at home?
Yeah, well, the jukebox is loaded with Christmas music, and I've got the LPs for upstairs.
That's fun.
But
and the stockings are hung by the chimney with care.
That's right. Do you have a favorite Christmas album outside of Bublé? Do you have a classic favorite?
I don't have a classic album. I like an occasional song. I like my newest one. I'm quite fond of the Puppini Sisters.
Puppini Sisters are great.
And Michael Bublé, they do a duet called the Jingle Bells Duet.
Oh, like the Andrew Sisters one with Bing Crosby.
Ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding,
that's
ding,
great. My favorite.
Michael Bublé goes,
still my favorite after all these years. I love the Boston Pops Christmas album with Arthur Fiedler. Strong.
You know, I've seen the Boston Pops Christmas concert.
Very,
we did a couple of years back.
Very jealous of that. Very jealous you've seen that.
The Trans-Siberia Orchestra.
Also great.
I like them too.
That's one of the. I would say that is one of the more modern classics, but that's a really, really good one.
I also, it's not really Christmassy, but you hear it a lot, you know.
Met my old lover at the grocery
store. Oh, same old Lang Syne, Dan Fogelberg.
The snow was falling pretty good. Christmas Eve.
Pretty good.
The snow turned into rain.
It's so sad.
Just for a moment, I was back at school. I felt that old familiar pain. Got in my car and I squeezed the zit.
Anyway, no.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a new version.
I don't think that's a lost verse, maybe.
That's a wonderful one. I know all the lyrics.
You have that, Rob?
Of course. Yeah. It's Dan Fogelberg. Hold on one sec.
They buy a six-pack and they finish it in the car, which I think is really romantic. Do you ever put a mental image together of what he looks like and what she looks like? Here's what I picture him looking like. I picture he looks like Kevin Costner in a leather jacket.
Yes.
And I picture that she looks like, no, I don't want to say Kelly Preston. I want to say like Rachel Weisz. Hmm. She looks like maybe Rachel
when
Weisz.
When I hear the song, I picture Dan Fogelberg himself. And the woman I picture has problem hair and thick, thick glasses.
Problem hair?
Yes.
I'm John Tesh. This is Music for Your Life with Dan Fogelberg.
Met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve. I stole behind her in the frozen pool.
Let me skip to the part you want to hear, Mike. The very end of the record. Hold on.
I think. And as I turn to make my way back.
Oh man,
here it is.
Snow turned into rain.
What a loser.
Is it a breakup song?
Well,
No, it's a love unrequited that they never got together because they moved on with their lives. Yeah. And he's a big rocker. And, you know, he tells her the road is hell and she's married. And there they go. And they what might have been. It's when you see an old lover, you know, and you go back to your hometown and you bump into them and you kind of say, maybe she was the one. Maybe
what's a better song, Mike? Same Old Lang Syne or She Said, How Are You, Harry?
What? You mean Cats in the Cradle?
No, no, the Harry Chapin song where he's the taxi driver. Is it called Taxi?
I'm not sure. I don't remember that one. That's a deeper dive than I wanted to do.
But it's the same story where a rock and roller, a failed rock and roller, is driving a taxi, and one of his old girlfriends gets in the car.
Sex riff. Oh my God, we ran out of time.
The interpretation that you can get from music, what era is that from?
That's probably in 78, 79, okay. I think.
So much clearer than the late 90s, early 2000s of alternative rock.
Right.
Because you could take a song that sounds beautiful and you swear is a breakup song, mm-hmm. like the Verb Pipe, The Freshman.
Yes.
And the entire time, which I thought it was a breakup song, and you long for your ex-girlfriend or someone in your class that you loved and you'd hope that they were singing it to and thinking about you.
Right, exactly.
That same song is actually a song about abortion. And you just don't know it because you're a kid.
It's terrible.
And it the melody sounds like it's a love song. Yeah. Right. But by the way, so much teenage angst, you don't know any better.
No matter how sensitive the song, everything can be improved with a fart sound effect, all right?
Please.
Met my old lover at the grocery store. All right, thank you very much. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Mills Brothers.
Right. Beautiful, right? Lane.
Vixen and Blitzen and...
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic? Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the lady.
Yes, sir.
I love that promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's that time of year again. Holiday season.
Holidays.
The best part, the house is jam-packed with family. The worst part, the cleaning. Ooh. Whether it's kids dropping cranberry sauce or your uncle's sloppy gravy technique, nothing cleans my house like Mrs. Meyer's holiday scents. Get Mrs. Meyer's exclusive offer from Grove before it runs out. Wonderful holiday scents like Iowa pine, peppermint, or orange clove. Plus, new customers will get a free holiday set when you place your first order of $20, which has Mrs. Meyer's holiday hand soap, Mrs. Meyer's holiday dish soap, Mrs. Meyer's holiday multi-surface spray, a Grove Collaborative red cleaning caddy, and Grove Collaborative walnut scrubber sponges. Plus, if you spend $39, you'll also receive a free Grove stoneware tray to beautifully display your new holiday soaps. Ever since I took my first shipment of Grove, I swear to you, my house smells and feels cleaner. I love it.
Yeah.
Shop Grove before this exclusive holiday offer runs out. This stuff will be all gone before you know it. For a limited time, our listeners who sign up get the amazing free Mrs. Meyer's holiday products, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. Check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/TMOS. Remember, that's grove.co.
Right.
Not .com/TMOS. And we thank you.
News.
News.
Boo. Netflix. We were talking about streaming services. Mm-hmm. Netflix has released a list of the most binged TV seasons this year. They considered all their own original shows with seasons released between January 1st up through November.
I love this list.
It's a great list.
By most binged, they mean the shows with the highest average watch time per viewing session. So the ones viewers blew through.
Right.
Time
here's
spent
the
watching.
Top 10. TSW. Number 10 is Orange is the New Black Season 6.
Okay.
Oh,
hard to
wow.
believe there have been six seasons of that. Number 9 is Insatiable. Anyone?
Oh, literally Insatiable.
But what a great name for this list, right?
Yeah, sure. Number 8 is Anne with an E, Season 2.
My wife's seen that.
Is this all Netflix
shows?
These
are all Netflix
shows. Is that what we're talking about here? The Haunting of Hill House is number 7.
Drill through that. Loved it.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people you'll love like that. It. Don't watch it with Little Michael.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, I'm watching. I'm thinking about watching
it. Great Christmas movies.
Number six is Fastest Car.
I've watched Fastest Car. It's a garbage show, but a solid attempt.
What is it?
They get guys that have fast cars from around, let's say, around the country.
Okay.
And it could be, it doesn't have to be the same category. It could be different types of vehicles, but right. They all race in the desert.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Number five is Bodyguard. Anyone?
No. Oh, no, Bodyguard.
Number four, Last Chance U, Indy.
If Last Chance U is a football program. So right. I've seen one right. episode, not that great.
Number three is 13 Reasons Why, season two.
Oh, yeah. That was the one about the kid who committed suicide, right?
Shannon watched that. I said, figures. It's been gloomy lately. You've been a little bummed out.
Number two is Making a Murderer, part two.
Of course.
Is that a new story?
New yes. story.
They
mm-hmm.
pick
story.
Another guy. And number one is On My Block. Anybody watch On
I
My
don't
block?
Know On My Block, but for some reason I feel like that's like a child predator on your block.
Okay.
Number 1A is Cold Call Solicitation During Show.
Oh, no, did you get a phone call there? No.
But I will confirm what On My Block is about.
Thank you. Dead. Time Magazine announced its Person of the Year yesterday, and they didn't limit it to a single person. They went with journalists who are battling the, quote, war on truth. They refer to them as the Guardians. They particularly chose to honor those who have paid a price for speaking truth to power, including Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post columnist who was butchered, most likely by the Saudi government, back in October. Other reporters Time paid tribute to include Maria Ressa of the Philippines, who's facing 10 years in prison for her critiques of the country's authoritarian leadership. The five people gunned down in the newsroom of the Capital Gazette, right in our backyard right. in Annapolis, Maryland, over the summer. And two Reuters reporters spending 7 years in prison in Myanmar for documenting the deaths of 10 minority citizens. The magazine says, quote, this ought to be a time when democracy leaps forward and informs citizenry being essential to self-government. Instead, it's in retreat. So that was the person of the
How
year.
Do you feel when Time does something a little more abstract with Person of the Year and doesn't make it one actual person?
Well, I think it's fine.
In this matter, absolutely. It makes sense.
I think it's a wonderful thing this time.
Yeah, I think they're making a statement, and I think that's okay. It's not a football game. You know, it's journalism. I
mean, and think about it. It was Donald Trump last year.
That's true.
So
it was the Donald last year.
Now, Mike, I want to clarify here. I was correct. On My Block is about a quartet of bright, street-savvy friends who are navigating their way through high school. It's not about kid dutchers, including all the triumph, pain, and newness and experience along the way. Lifelong friendships are tested, but yada, yada, yada. Yada yada.
Won't be watching that.
Our show is about a trio of street smart savvy guys.
Thank you. Even though Luke Skywalker seemingly died in The Last Jedi, he's coming back.
Yay, Luke!
Star Wars 9.
Hey, I want to ask you a question about now that your son is starting to watch the original trilogy. Are you watching them on demand or does he have the discs?
We're watching him on demand.
Yeah, okay. No,
we're buying him already.
Who has a blue?
Shut up, Oscar.
Place. I
mean, no one asked you. No
got
one
got a Betamax
cares.
Setup too.
Yeah. He's coming back for Star Wars 9. Mark Hamill says the security measures involved, even in him just seeing a script, are pretty insane. First of all, his pages will be on dark red paper that can't be photocopied.
Wow.
The downside, according to Hamill, is that it, quote, gives you a headache to read. Also, he doesn't even get to keep a copy of it, not even for a single night. It's so silly. He says, quote, they're going to fly it over with somebody from the company. They're going to come and give it to me and wait for me to read it before I give it back.
Mike, while he reads it, he's watched by three Ewoks.
But he adds, quote, I can understand why. If a script gets out, it ruins it for everyone. Oh, yeah.
Also, it's probably
such high art.
Well, he's probably...
The fact that he's revealing that he's in the movie is a spoiler.
On set, let's be honest, of all the people that are out there, the extras don't want to lose their job or their careers.
Right.
Of all people, even at his age...
The most important person
They probably know that he's got loose lips and he's going to sink the ship, so they got to take extra countermeasures.
Yeah.
He just
because
told the
of
story
that.
Right
yes.
There.
That's because of that.
That's him. That's the way he rolls. If you're a pro Baby It's Cold Outside, I know this fake controversy that they're doing right now, you'll be happy to hear that the three versions of the song are climbing the charts. Apparently, they're talking about, sexist?
Yeah.
So horrible. The three versions are Dean Martin's,
yes.
Zoe Deschanel, and Leon Redbone's interpretation from the Elf soundtrack,
yes.
And Idina Menzel and Michael Bublé in 2014. Hey, John Travolta, I understand why you blew it. That's a ridiculously ridiculously insane name. Dina Menzel. Yeah, so there you go. Baby, It's Cold Outside. No controversy. Stop it. When you wake up after a drunk night out, do you find yourself worrying about all the horrible things you may have done?
Hello.
There's a term for it. It's called hangxiety. And according to a new study out of the University College in London, it's very real. The researchers say the more shy you are, the worse you probably suffer from it. Because, you know, shy people aren't used to being so loud and obnoxious as when they're drinking. So,
sure.
Hangxiety.
It's also known as the day after the WJFK Christmas party. When I woke up and for some reason I had about 10 jars of pickled fruit in my hotel room.
I don't know why. A lot of hangxiety. Yeah, but you're always jolly. Me, it's the apology tour. And now a little something. There's a 36-year-old guy named Anthony Manival from Sellins Grove, Pennsylvania. So glad I got the full name and the full town.
Yes.
And a few years ago, it's the holidays, ladies and gentlemen. A few years ago, he was working at a Bon Ton department store.
Oh, sure.
Well, one day during his lunch break, he grabbed a female coworker's sandwich out of the fridge. Then he headed back to the stock room, and he pleasured himself while he rubbed the sandwich against his body.
Oh, no.
Then he put it back in the fridge.
Like, it is the holidays.
Apparently, he didn't realize the security cameras in the stock room caught everything. The whole thing. He was just sentenced to 3 to 12 months in prison for indecent assault. And the family of the sandwich will not be seeking damages.
There you go. Thank you. Hey, wow. That is wild. Look at that.
Yeah, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What you making? Fruitcake.
Last chance.
Oh, it's your pies.
I'm going to check in with Pomo.
Now, I heard you ate all your Rob Spiewak fruitcake. All your family galvoned it all on you, just like Cousin Anthony did. So I'm happy to tell you a Christmas miracle has happened. That's right, folks. The elves have made a few extra fruitcakes that can be yours, but times are fleeting, and you only have till right now to buy them. So go to the Mike O'Mara Show website, click on the Last Chance banner, and order yours today, or they'll be gone just like this promo will be at the end of the week. Now let's return to the man who wasn't allowed to play any reindeer games, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you know anything at all about Zappos.com, you know that they produce they provide the absolute best customer service around. They also love to surprise and delight. In fact, they surprised and delighted hundreds of our listeners when Zappos.com hosted TMOS Live in Las Vegas. Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create long-lasting wardrobes that they love. And now, for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering Mike O'Mara Show listeners 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com. This is a limited time offer, so make sure you act fast. And thank you, Zappos.com. We love you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. Take it away, Rob.
I love this first tape because it didn't make the splash. They guaranteed themselves this was going to be huge. I didn't know about it till this morning. Hmm. Did you know Kathy Lee Gifford announced that she's leaving the Today Show and no one cares?
Well, the spin on this is nauseating because my take for Kathy Lee was
Kathy Lee's leaving.
I thought that her career was going to sunset on the Today Show,
right,
but not on her terms. The spin that is coming out of NBC and what I see in the rags,
right,
like Page Six, is that, by the way, either because of her agent told her or she was savvy enough to know, when Matt Lauer had his whole to-do with the sexual harassment,
right,
she went in and said, this is my last year, I'm out, to the Suits. And the Suits freaked out because they were like, oh my God, there's so much upheaval,
right,
in the world. I'm sorry if I'm stealing your thunder.
No, not at all, not at all.
So the backstory, and the fact that I know so much about this really pisses me off. So
I didn't know.
So
nobody does care, though. That's
so
funny.
So
I love that.
Matt Lauer, he gets the scandal breaks. She goes in and says, I'm out of here. They say, no way. There's so much S going on in Today's Show brand. If you leave, that's one more thing we got to fix.
Right.
That's before before Hoda left, and then you've got Megyn Kelly floundering in the third hour.
Right.
So they had a big
issue. And isn't Megyn Kelly gone too?
Just gone.
Gone. Hoda's still there, though.
Hoda's still there. But again,
Hoda will be there till we're all dead.
But my point being is, this whole thing about her
two more years
transitioning into some sort of second act in film and music, probably true. But why the F would you leave a major broadcast television show that just would sell your wares and goods to go when you have the latitude to go do movies?
I'll tell
music?
You exactly, and Rob will probably back me up on this. This is Kathy Lee. Kathy was pissed when Hoda got the promotion.
Yep.
That's
oh,
the
it's
line.
ego.
Of course.
Oh, of course. She's got the greatest ego in the history of mankind.
And this is totally misplayed because I'll play the tape of the resignation announcement in a second. But she wanted it to be a huge splash. And for someone like me, who really does keep his finger on the pulse, to not know about it until 20 hours later, no one cares.
No one cares that she's leaving.
Announcing the fact that she's leaving on April 7th, 2019.
I have something to share with everybody. And it's bittersweet, as these things always are. But I've been here almost 11 years. Thought I would stay 1 year. Something happened along the way. Fell in love with a
who's she working
beautiful
with, by
Egyptian
the way?
Goddess.
Still Hoda. Still working with Hoda.
Oh, Hoda still does it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Same paycheck.
Yeah. Hoda well has work. The Al Roker work ethic. Yes, please. Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah, the NBC thing that 9 years.
Yes, please. Yeah.
And now when it's our 11th anniversary, I'm going to be leaving the Today Show.
Okay, so there's a little bit of the fake drama and crying there, but they really pour it on thick in the second tape. And I love the fact that the crew, and Kathy Lee does not have the best reputation amongst those she works with, the underlings.
Diva!
They lower on, like, fishing line a box of tissues, which totally diffuses the situation. But here's the fake emotion for
you. We do live together, and nobody more so than my Hoda, who it's going to happen the same way it did with Regis. You know, when I left Regis, it was hard. But
she left
I'm
Regis.
I'm closer to him now than we were after 15 years together. So I love you, Hoda Mama. You know, you're just so special, Hoda. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The minute you stepped into my life with both feet.
Oh, God!
Everything changed.
Oh, I love this.
Like, I thought about it. I knew today was happening, but
I just want to leave it there, Jared. It's going to be that kind of day.
There's the Kleenex.
Nobody else needs it, I see.
So she says no one else in the crew is crying, and they just burst out laughing.
This morning, when they reiterate the announcement in the 8 o'clock hour, this is when you know your crew effing hates you. So they did that.
They showed that clip?
They actually did. They re-announced. They reset every hour.
Of course.
So they have her on, and they go to the clip of where she's saying that she's leaving from the show before.
Right.
And the volume is turned down for her announcement. So whoever's running the control board hates her so much.
Oh, no.
That when they go, they say, let's go to the clip. And then you see the four sitting at the desk.
They blow the clip.
And they have to reiterate it to the audience what's happening. It was the most awkward, don't give an F, moving forward.
Well, it's the NBC audio, which for decades.
Oh, forever.
Has been the worst on network television. It's horrible. It's really
terrible. Let's move on to something that we care about. Did you know that if a puck bounces off a referee and then goes in the goal, not a score. Not a score. But they ran into this last night at the St. Louis Blues game. The player is Robert Bertuzzo.
One of the best names in sports, the St. Louis Blues.
Love it. It's a great
name. I've always loved that name for a franchise. Mm. Fantastic name.
But this is great because no one knows what's going on, right down to the fact that they played the air horn.
You can expect a big game from Robert Bertuzzo here, who's got the puck now. And he gets it in off the referee. It goes in, but that will not count. You can't score off the referee. And he's hurt. Tim Peel is hurt. There's no question. Now the question is, are you able to score a goal off the referee or a linesman?
Darren, unless I'm wrong, I do not believe you can.
You rarely see something like this happen. I mean,
Tim Peel,
the veteran referee, was in the far corner. My goodness, it hit him right in the midsection right there. And he goes down awkwardly.
And now the announcement from Furman Self.
The puck entered the net directly off the referee, therefore we have no goal.
Yeah, you can't score off the referee.
Can't score off the referee's head. Meanwhile, he's carried off saying, I'm feeling better. I'm all right now.
I hope those guys wear cups, man. Yeah.
Oh, I would think they would have to.
Oh, not the real brave ones.
Now, Mike, do you ever order Uber Eats?
No.
We have here on the show. Let's remember that. And on bonus show, we ordered a
and
pizza.
They actually, and they got here in time. It was great.
We interviewed the driver.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. Uber Eats in Florida, a guy, you know, you sometimes hope that when you order something from a restaurant, maybe you get a little something extra.
Right.
This guy got a little something extra. Not great, though.
I grabbed the food, and right when I got the food, she struck off running. And I was like, that was kind of odd. Who thinks that you're going to get delivered somebody's dirty underwear? Disgusting, unhelpful, it's potentially deadly.
There was dirty underwear in with his food.
Deadly?
Oh, my God. So somebody did it just, what, to prank the guy?
Well, they suspended the driver until further investigation.
Maybe they got the wrong bag.
You know, I think, Oscar, we have identified the main flaw with the Uber business model.
What's that?
People.
Yes.
Not I mean, the anybody
process.
Can do it.
Yeah. Not
anybody
the
can do it. Yeah. There's no checking.
Yeah. You know? All right. And we close with a happy birthday greeting. Happy 95th birthday to Bob Barker. Today he turns 95.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, wow.
And as we know, he's had some health issues in the recent past. We wish him well. But let's go back to April 1st, 2015. Bob.
Oh, Bob.
His last live appearance on The Price is Right for April Fools, he walked out instead of Drew Carey.
And now, here's your host, Drew Carey!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a welcome. I have never had a welcome like that. Thank you. Now, I'm here because I was selected by The Price is Right to be their April Fool.
That's right. Bob!
And I know the world is full of fools, but I am a carefully selected fool.
Happy birthday, Bob Barker, a class act who has been nice to both me and Mike in person. Great guy. And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Hey, we are almost sold out of fruitcakes. Oscar just gave me the update, and get it right now.
By
the time they're listening to me, it's probably too late anyway, right?
I would say yes, but...
Never say die.
Never say die.
We go down trying.
Thank
go,
you go for all your support.
Awesome, folks.
Thank you so much for supporting us at the Mike O'Mara Show and for buying those delicious fruitcakes. You're going to be lucky if you were waiting to get one. I hope you were the one that got them. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift as well, even for yourself. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner that says gift bonus, easy as pie and just as tasty. Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need anything from Target, Walmart, or Macy's, make sure to shop online and access them through the banner at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay. Come on.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.